Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, the podcast where I share true crime stories for your entertainment. But you might lose some sleep after listening to some of these stories. I'm your host, Larry Lease, with the True Crime Never Sleeps. And after reading about true crime stories, I condense all the content and bring valuable information to you. To stay up to date with all of our content, check out our Twitter account at TrueCrimeNS. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And find us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. This show is sponsored by Hunt a Killer and Poddex. For more information about them, check the link in the description. It's a pleasure to have you here, and let's get into today's episode.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
We will get into a pretty different discussion in this episode. Yes, we're talking crime. We will talk about the law and how to make things better. But we will talk about it in a very different perspective. Perspective that has become very popular all over the world. Social media. Social media is one of the most popular topics around the world for several years now. Social media has become an environment for business, advertising, sales, promotions, and more. Social media has also become an environment where wrong things happen, like frauds and exposing people in many ways. Social media has become a place for philanthropy and good things. But it's also become a platform to prevent and punish crimes. Today, we'll talk a little bit about how social media is being used to fight and prevent crime and violence. So let's get into it. Social media platforms are increasingly being used to fight crime and pursue investigations. Local and national law enforcement are using social media in creative ways to prevent and fight crime in America. Social media offers means for police departments to share information with the public, keep communities updated on what is happening around, and show their results. Social media also enables the police to engage and involve their communities in new and potentially transformative ways, like preventing crime, advertising local programs to teach kids and teens good life habits and keep them away from crime. It is a way that the police have to engage with the community in a scalable way. Social media also allows the police to search for evidence, make connections, look for alibis, and for crime evidence. Well, these are some of the most important things police can use social media for, but there are many other ways. How, you may ask? Well, starting off, number one, tracking tips with Twitter. One of the most useful tools the police have in hand when it comes to social media is Twitter. Twitter is like your live journal where people talk about all kinds of topics. If the police want specific information about a specific event or person, they can go on Twitter, search for it, and follow it in real time. There are countless ways of using it in their favor, and nowadays, there are experts in social media to improve the use and improve results when it comes to preventing and fighting crime. They recently used social media to find the culprits of the January 6th Capitol riots. Number two, they use it posting information about criminals. Another useful tool on social media is to put out information about fugitives or wanted criminals. There are two big benefits about it. The community feels involved, and information can travel really far on social media, which can and will make the life of the police easier and make their work more efficient. Number three, it's an open space for tips. The police encourage people to come forward and give out tips about criminals. Of course, it is all very confidential, and there is a protocol in place. But with the right strategy, the police are using this tool to facilitate people to speak to them and hopefully give some useful information. And number four, social programs. The best way to fight crime is through education. On social media, the police can influence several communities all at once. They can educate people, teach good manners, show the work they do, and connect at a more personal level, showing that the police is there to protect the good people. Like everything in life, there are good and bad sides. Today's episode was about the good side of using social media to prevent and fight crime. What did you think? Do you agree with the use of social media for this purpose? Leave some comments in the comment section below, or send us a tweet at TrueCrimeNS, or leave us a comment on our Instagram page. That's a wrap for today's story. We should all agree crimes are never good and bring sadness to countless people. It is important for us to try to understand the reasoning behind such tragedies and create awareness to avoid it from happening again. This is True Crime Never Sleeps. We're here to bring you the best stories full of details and knowledge. For more information on the podcast, consider following me on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you are a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddex.com and use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first order. That's promo code Larry21, LARRY21, for 10% off your first order. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.